Canada's Supreme Court is hearing arguments on the issue of assisted suicide today. 680's Parliament Hill reporter Cormac McSweeney joins us with more from Ottawa.
Many groups are here on both sides of the issue. In fact, so many people have shown up, they've had to set up TVs and chairs in the lobby. Now, those supporting the challenge say Canadians deserve the right to die with dignity. Conservative MP Stephen Fletcher, who is quadriplegic, says the prohibition is archaic and it's time to change the law.
How we can allow people to suffer in hopeless situations just is not Canadian, in my view.
Fletcher adds everyone should be able to choose when to end their lives, but Christianity widespread abuses leading to vulnerable patients being killed without their consent. Cormac McSweeney, Parliament Hill.
A major grocery retailer is launching a new program that will help some shoppers who have a conscience.
To help its customers become more environmentally responsible, Whole Foods is rolling out a new responsibly grown rating system that labels its produce and flowers good, better, or best, depending on their eco-friendliness quotient. Ratings will be based on whether the food was organically grown, if pesticides were used, how farmers treat workers, and how they handle plastic waste in their operations. Company officials say it's part of their commitment to transparency and sustainable agriculture. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Well, do you remember the last time you had a really, really good night's sleep? If you're like a lot of people, it may have been a while.
I think we all, to some extent, have that feeling that sleep is less important than our daytime activities because we constantly chip away at it to do all the other things that demand our attention.
But it's not just folks who try to burn the candle at both ends. Dr. Eric Olson is co-director of the Mayo Clinic Center for Sleep Medicine. He says diagnosable sleep problems are very common.
If you just look at the big ones, insomnia, sleep apnea, restless leg, probably over 20% of the population may be afflicted.
But it's only been in the last 10 to 20 years that sleep medicine has really exploded.
The patients that we help are really grateful. For many of them, it is quite an epiphany when they finally do get a refreshing night's sleep.
And that was Tracy McCrae of the Mayo Health Clinic reporting.